Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. C.P. Radhakrishnan takes oath as 15th Vice President of India at a ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi wishes Mr. Radhakrishnan a successful tenure dedicated to service of the people. Prime Minister Modi to participate in international conference on Gyan Bharatam in New Delhi this evening to also launch a portal to boost manuscript digitization, preservation and public access. Stalemate continues in Nepal over the name of new Prime Minister of interim government. At FIDE Grand Swiss Chess Tournament, Indian Grandmaster Nihal Sareen stuns Barham Maqsoodlu to move into the lead after round 7. And in Asia Cup cricket, Pakistan to take on Oman in Dubai this evening. C.P. Radhakrishnan has been sworn in as the 15th Vice President of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered him the oath of office at a swearing-in ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning.
Chandravaram Ponnusamy Radhakrishnan.
Do swear in the name of God.
Do swear in the name of God.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former President Ramnath Kovind, former Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Union Ministers including Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda, Piyush Goyal and Nitin Gadkari were present on the occasion. After taking oath, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan paid floral tribute to Mahatma Gandhi at the Rajghat in Delhi. He also paid homage to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee at Sadaiv Atal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi wished Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan a successful vice presidential tenure dedicated to the service of the people. In a social media post, Mr. Modi called Mr. Radhakrishnan a dedicated public servant and said he has devoted his life to nation building, social service and strengthening democratic values. Home Minister Amit Shah also congratulated the Vice President. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, Mr. Radhakrishnan's knowledge and experience will further strengthen the country's democratic processes to serve people even better. Mr. Radhakrishnan emerged victorious as the NDA candidate in the vice presidential elections held on the 9th of this month, bagging 452 votes. He defeated the India Bloc candidate B. Sudarshan Reddy by a margin of 152 votes. Our correspondent takes a look at Mr. Radhakrishnan's profile.
Born in Tirupur, Tamil Nadu, Chandrapuram Ponnusamy Radhakrishnan began his political journey as a student leader. He was actively involved in organizations such as the RSS. Since then, he has used politics as a medium to serve the public. He was elected twice to the Lok Sabha from Coimbatore. Mr. Radhakrishnan has also served as governor of Jharkhand, Telangana, Maharashtra and lieutenant governor of Puducherry. An agriculturalist and industrialist by profession, he is admired for his integrity, vision and unblemished public life. As Mr. Radhakrishnan takes over as the Vice President, he will also be the third leader from Tamil Nadu to occupy the coveted post. With Deependra and Bhanu, Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the International Conference on Gyan Bharatam in New Delhi this evening. He will also launch the Gyan Bharatam portal, a dedicated digital platform to accelerate manuscript digitization, preservation and public access, and address the gathering on the occasion. More in this report.
The three-day conference began yesterday under the theme Reclaiming India's Knowledge Legacy Through Manuscript Heritage. The conference has brought together leading scholars, conservationists, technologists and policy experts to deliberate on pathways for revitalizing India's unparalleled manuscript wealth and to place it at the heart of a global knowledge dialogue. It also includes an exhibition, India's Manuscript and Scholarly Presentation on critical areas such as manuscript conservation, digitization technologies, metadata standards, legal framework, cultural diplomacy, and decipherment of ancient script. With Anupam's report, Payal Sharma, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India and France have condemned the ghastly terror attack in Pahalgam in April this year. Both sides exchanged views on the current threat assessment in the respective countries at the 17th meeting of the India-France Joint Working Group on Counterterrorism held in France. The Indian delegation was led by Joint Secretary Counterterrorism at the Ministry of External Affairs, K.D. Dewal, while the French delegation was led by French counterterrorism ambassador Olivier Cahon. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement informed that both sides assessed counterterrorism challenges, including state-sponsored cross-border terrorism, terrorist activities in the respective regions, and the terror threat in West Asia. The two countries also discussed ways of combating extremism and radicalization and the threat posed by the use of new technologies by terrorists. The discussions also focused on intensifying capacity-building measures through training and exercises. The two sides discussed cooperation in the UN FATF and No Money for Terror. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Talks between Gen Z representatives, Nepali Army Chief Ashik Raj Sigdel and President of Nepal Ramchandra Podel for appointing the Prime Minister of an interim government failed to reach an agreement even after 2 days. Last night, the President and Speaker Devraj Khimre met and stressed that in the current situation, solutions may be explored within the ambit of the Constitution. The discussion on whether or not to dissolve the Parliament failed to reach a consensus. We have more from our Kathmandu correspondent.
Nepal tries to settle down on the fifth day of Gen Z protest. Till 11 a.m. in the morning, curfew was eased in Kathmandu Valley for people to use essential services. Curfew have been imposed until 6 a.m. on September 13, Saturday. For leadership of interim government, as of now, no name is finalized. Public buses have started operating from new bus park of Kathmandu today, allowing stranded passengers to reach their destination. Nepal Insurance Authority has instructed insurance companies to promptly settle insurance claims arising from difficult situation since September 8. Shweta Singh for Akashvani Samachar, Kathmandu.
On the occasion of Independence Day this year, from the ramparts of Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the next generation of GST reforms by Diwali. His vision was realized on the 3rd of September with the GST Council reducing tax rates in many sectors to ease the life of citizens. Today we take a look at the reforms for the tax-free goods.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has taken a significant step to ease the burden on the common man by exempting several essential goods from the GST, making them more affordable for households. To ease the burden and make premiums more affordable, GST on life and health insurance premiums is exempted under the new structure. This decision will encourage the wider adoption of health insurance, thereby reducing out-of-pocket medical expenses. People across the country are also welcoming this decision. Talking to the media, a common man, Nimish Jain, said that the government has given a great gift to the people ahead of the festive season.
Modi ji ne Diwali ke liye bahut hi badhiya upahar diya hai. Khas karke health insurance mediclaim jo ki 18% GST tha, wo pura nil kar diya gaya hai. Isse Bharat ke har nagrik ko bahut hi fayda hoga.
The GST exemption in these sectors is expected to provide individuals with significant relief in purchasing daily essentials. New tax rates will come into effect from the 22nd of this month. Saklan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Two Maoists have been killed in an encounter between security forces and Maoists in Chhattisgarh today. In Bijapur district of Bastar division, the security forces had received intelligence inputs that Maoists were present in southwest area of the district. A joint team of security forces went out on a search operation. The encounter took place this morning. Since this morning, intermittent exchange of fire has been taking place between security forces and Maoists. Security forces have recovered the bodies of the killed Naxalites during a search operation in the area. Apart from this, a rifle and explosives have also been recovered from the spot. Search operation is still going on in the area. The Delhi High Court today received a bomb threat via mail. The Delhi police have taken precautionary measures and have evacuated the court premises. Delhi police and fire teams are also present at the spot. The Border Security Force, BSF, has recovered a big haul of arms and ammunition in a joint operation with Punjab Police in Border District Fazilka last night. The action demolished Pakistan's larger narco-terror plot by effectively dismantling a potential threat to national security. According to BSF sources, huge cache of arms and ammunition has also been recovered from smugglers belonging to two Fazilka villages. This is the second such seizure in the last 48 hours by the joint teams of security agencies in Fazilka. Union Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy today said the government is moving forward with full commitment, taking along all 140 crore citizens of the country. He emphasized that the collective goal is to build a self-reliant India, and under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government is making every effort to ensure inclusive progress on this journey. He made these remarks while addressing a press conference on the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. Mr. Reddy further said the coal and mineral resources play a crucial role both in enhancing domestic coal production and in expanding access to critical minerals in fulfilling this vision. He added, over the past 11 years, the ministry has been implementing continuous reforms aimed at good governance, ease of doing business and sustainable economic progress. The All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, Delhi has inaugurated the Advanced Da Vinci Surgical Robot at its Skills, E-Learning and Telemedicine SET facility. This marks a significant milestone in robotic surgery training in India. This is the first installation of the Da Vinci system for training at a government medical college in the country. The new robotic platform provided by Intuitive Surgical under a Memorandum of Understanding makes AIIMS Delhi the only institution in India with two robotic systems dedicated solely to training. The UN Security Council has condemned the Israeli attack on the Qatari capital Doha on Tuesday and called for de-escalation in a statement agreed by all 15 members, including US, Israel's chief ally. Council members issued the statement ahead of the emergency meeting yesterday, which was convened to discuss Israel's attacks targeting Hamas leaders in the Qatari capital as it ramped up its offensive in Gaza City, forcing more than 200,000 to flee. Five Hamas members were killed, but the Palestinian group said its leadership survived the assassination bid. A Qatari security force member was also killed in the unprecedented attack, which has sent tensions in the region skyrocketing. At the FIDE Grand Swiss Chess Tournament, Grandmaster Nihal Sarin ended Farhan Maqsoodloo's unbeaten run with a brilliant win, moving into the lead after round 7. In the women's section, R. Vaishali regained the sole lead. However, it was another setback for world champion D. Gukesh when he suffered defeat to Turkey's Edes Gürel, his third. He dropped out of contention and slipped to 10th in the live world rankings with 4 rounds remaining. In Asia Cup cricket, debutant Oman will face Pakistan in a crucial Group A match at the Dubai International Stadium today. With eyes firmly set on their blockbuster showdown against arch-rivals India on Sunday, Pakistan looks to start the tournament on a high note, while Oman aims to make their maiden Asia Cup appearance memorable. Last night, Bangladesh defeated Hong Kong by 7 wickets in a Group B game in Abu Dhabi. Mauritius Prime Minister Dr. Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam reached Ayodhya and performed puja at Sri Ram Lalla Temple. He was given a grand welcome in a traditional manner after reaching Ayodhya. He was welcomed by Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and Agriculture Minister Surya Pratap Shahi at Maharshi Valmiki Airport. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. C.P. Radhakrishnan takes oath as 15th Vice President of India at a ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi wishes Mr. Radhakrishnan a successful tenure dedicated to service of the people. Prime Minister Modi to participate in international conference on Gyan Bharatam in New Delhi this evening to also launch a portal to boost manuscript digitization, preservation and public access. Stalemate continues in Nepal over the name of new Prime Minister of interim government. At FIDE Grand Swiss Chess Tournament, Indian Grandmaster Nihal Sarin stuns Farhan Maqsoodloo to move into lead after round 7, and in Asia Cup cricket, Pakistan to take on Oman in Dubai this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.